for well over 50 years, the Yellowtail Dam and, you know, the storage behind the dam has been a symbol of, you know, our wealth being held back.
Crow Tribal Chairman Darren Old Coyote.
And today we see this as a way forward, where we begin to recognize and see the economic impacts of the dam and the storage allocation with the, you know, our proposed hydroelectric dam that we're going to be pursuing here in the near future.
Old Coyote and Mike Ryan, the Great Plains Regional Director for the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, signed the storage allocation agreement at the Bureau's office in Billings. It defines the terms and conditions for the tribe to use their stored water from Bighorn Lake.
It provides up to 300,000 acre-feet of water for the tribe for their use and enjoyment, which for folks who are involved in water resource management, 300,000 acre-feet is a lot of water.
This agreement stems from the Crow Tribe Water Rights Settlement Act of 2010. It quantifies the tribe's water rights after decades of litigation and negotiation. It also authorizes funding for the Crow Irrigation Project and for construction of a municipal, rural, and industrial water system for the tribe. Old Coyote looks forward to the engineering design phase and eventually construction of a hydroelectric power plant at Yellowtail After Bay Dam.
Now we have the opportunity and the capability of, you know, producing not only hydro, but also utilizing, you know, downstream industrial use. And, you know, the water being probably going to be a number one commodity here in the future, it's going to be very beneficial to the Crow people to utilize this water.
The Crow Tribe has said it would like to have an 8 to 12 megawatt hydroelectric project operating by 2018. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.